Hide and Seek.
What a wonderful game that is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Hide and Seek. What a lovely game that was as children. I remember how, as children, we'd play hide and seek. And we were all ages. Even the little ones got to play. And everyone would hide. And they would hide behind a tree where you could readily see them. They'd hide behind a bush. And they'd say, "I'm ready," and shout out that I'm hidden and so forth. And of course, you knew right where they were. But you didn't go to them. That was not the game. The game was to have fun. The game was to keep the game going. And if you go right to the persons that you're supposed to be seeking, then the game ends and that person takes over as the one who tells others to hide and has to go look for them. Well, that's a wonderful game. And it's a game that children play, and children play it even when they're older. It's amazing. We own 104 acres here on the Mexican border, just 1 mile from the border. And it's a gateway all around us for the international travelers to come to America. The Mexicans want to become Mexican-Americans, and they're doing their best to travel from Mexico, where the amount of money that they can earn in the most menial job is not like the amount of money they can earn in America. Well, the United States Immigration Department is not in favor of them coming across illegally. They want them to come across legal if they want and fit into the quota and do all those things that must be done. Well, many of the immigrants, or wetbacks as they're called, international travelers, they want to just come across and go to work and make as much money as they can and send back home to their families and then perhaps go home again. And they really don't mind. So the Immigration Department has decided that it's going to play along with them. Now, it's true the Immigration Department is also looking for people who come across with bad intentions, like the terrorists, or people who come across with other bad intentions, like drugs and all those things. And that's well worth stopping, I assure you. I'm 100% in favor of that. But our international travelers, I am amused at. I'm amused at them not so much because it's not serious business for them, but it's an amusing way in which the Border Patrolmen and the international travelers play the game of hide and seek with one another. I live on one hillside and one mountainside, and I look across to the other mountainsides all around the valley that we have here in the Far Valley, and it's quite lovely. We have our pathways all throughout the grounds here, and we have roads going all the way around our property, which is, makes about a 3 mile journey. And then we have side jaunts that go off to what we call our waterfall, which remains wet all the time, but when it rains, it flows, and when it's not raining, it's snow. It's empty. But it's just a lovely name for it. And we have lots of beautiful live oak trees and scrubs and chaparral and all sorts of beautiful trees and bushes all over the place. Well, the Border Patrol come into the property and they come onto our land and they want to look for these recalcitrant travelers, and they feel that they should catch them and take them to their station and feed them a good meal and let them have a shower and be done overnight, and then send them home on a bus to Mexico again. Well, doesn't seem too harsh a treatment for a person who's just coming across trying to make a living to help their family, but maybe it is too harsh a treatment. Maybe it is too harsh, but that's not up to us. That's up to the government and the regulators to say how it is to be handled. We merely are people who are in the scene, as you might say, the stage crew. My brother, when he was in high school, he used to like to be on stage crew. They would set up the settings for the different shows that they put on for the different live theater that they put on in school, and they would have the sea in the background, or the sun in the background, or the trees and bushes. Well, we have that sort of background here. But also, we have what's called the smell patrol. And the smell patrol is the odors that the international travelers put off, and that the border patrol puts off. Now, the international travelers, they try to hide themselves and try to be unseen and just totally unrecognized, and they do that fairly well. And the border patrol, they have the anxiety that they're supposed to be catching these people, and they're supposed to be bringing them in and stopping them from trespassing across the border and all that good stuff. And as the Border Patrol does this, they have this attitude in their mind that permeates their body, and they have that certain odor about them that's not an unpleasant odor, not bad in any way, but it is a definite odor of seeking and searching and anxiety. Perhaps the anxiety probably part of this is the biggest. And if they're anxious about their home life, that might permeate into there and make it even more strong. Well, I watch as we go along, and I walk around the property two or three times a day, getting in 3, 6, 9, 12 miles a day. I'm not sure just what I'd fit in, but I try to fit them in, because each tour takes me about an hour, and I do my meditation and have a wonderful time. Well, I am sort of invisible. I'm invisible because I have no feelings toward the Border Patrol, nor feelings toward the international travelers. I feel that they're doing whatever they're doing is their job, and they have no interest in me. I surround this ranch with my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. Well, off the ranch is the government land, too. The Bureau of Land Management has thousands and thousands of acres, and the Indian Reservation is here. And these international travelers come walking through that property. And they come across the fence that is so filled with loopholes that anybody could come through it as a blind man. But that's okay. So as they come through, the Border Patrol have their cars, and they go into the big open spaces where the cars can readily be seen by anyone within a mile, or maybe even more. And if you're up on the hillside and you see that group of cars gathering, you know that that's the Border Patrol getting ready to go have their afternoon walk, or their evening walk, or their morning walk. And they're talking to each other, and they're smoking cigarettes oftentimes, and they're having their bottle of water, and they leave their empty bottles around on the path and from the Border Patrol. And it's very fascinating. And then, of course, the international travelers, they're equally interesting. They come along, and they leave their knapsack here or there. They leave bottles that are empty from the water they carried with them. And they leave sometimes a jacket, even a wonderful jackets that we've found that are all distributed here and there along the path. And we think to ourselves, how could they lose such nice clothing like that? Surely they intended to use it. Well, perhaps it's a decoy. And the jacket is here and they are somewhere else, making the Border Patrol think that they're on the right path, whereas the jacket is over someplace else where the international traveler is not. It's all a game. It's a game of hide and seek. And there are many wonderful rocks around here. And, of course, living in the rocks are rattlesnakes and rabbits and coyotes and all other things. And the international travelers know how to slip into those rocks and not be offensive to the residents who live there and be out of the way of the Border Patrol. Well, it's a game of hide and seek. And I find that game most charming and most interesting. You know, as I was walking in this morning, it was back at 11 o'clock, and Rex barked. And I looked over in the BLM land and between our property and Mexico, and I didn't see anything, but Rex did. And then we went a little further, and he barked again. And then we went a little further, and I was on the uphill part, and I looked back, and there was a Border Patrol car right out in the open so that everybody within 100 square miles, virtually, could see that car. In fact, as I was coming over the hill earlier, I saw a shining thing in a place where it shouldn't be shining, and I thought, is that the top of the power pole? And I thought, no, that's no power pole there. And so when I came around and found it differently, there it was, the Border Patrol car, flashing away in the morning sky, telling the international travelers, they're out there looking, so just lay low until they go home and have their lunch. And that's apparently what they do. The game of hide-and-seek is quite a game. You and I play that game, too. We like the game more than the catch. I was with the Border Patrol one day after they had just picked up some marijuana, and they came back the next day and were looking around. And as they were looking around, we pointed out to them, hey, look who's over there. Just on the next hillside were a dozen international travelers. And the Border Patrol man turned to me and says, oh, darn. He got into his Jeep and drove over that way slowly, hoping they, of course, would be all gone before he got there. Now, I found that charming indeed, really showing me that they, too, consider it as much a game as we do. Well, there's no moral here, there's no logic here, there's no ethics that are being extolled, and no right and wrong. It's just that children love to play games. And so, as children grow up, I guess they join the Border Patrol if they still like to play games. Or, who knows, many another area of life is the same way. Well, now you have a lovely, lovely day, and think of all the fun we have on campus. It's a beautiful day today. The sun is bright. The temperature outside is 61, 63, the kind of weather that just makes you feel toasty and warm as you go walking over the mountainside. So think about me as I'm enjoying this wonderful meditation on campus, and know that I just invite you to join me one day. I love you. I love you. I love you.